Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I pointed out how governments from the federal to local levels and government school districts are trying to hide more than $100 trillion of debts. Today I want to dig into the details of some of the special purpose vehicle programs created between the Federal Reserve Bank and the federal government that both enable massive amounts of debts to be incurred at the same time that they prevent disclosure of them to the public. The Federal Reserve Bank is not allowed to have title to debts other than U.S. Treasury notes and bills, agency mortgage-backed securities, and debts of government-sponsored entities. On March 23rd, the Fed announced that it will expand these purchases to unlimited levels. Therefore, to be able to bail out other sectors of the American financial system, these special purpose vehicles were created. The federal government, using its Exchange Stabilization Fund, initially funds them. They enable the Fed to widely expand its ability to subsidize the American economy. The Fed completely avoids any legal liability for any resulting loan losses. Instead, the liabilities assumed by these SPVs are guaranteed by the U.S. Treasury. As you know, the federal government doesn't have any assets of its own other than those it obtains from taxpayers and the citizenry. Therefore, these special purpose vehicles are ultimately backed by taxpayers. Here are the categories of SPVs announced by the Fed on March 23rd. One for commercial mortgage-backed securities. The primary market corporate debt credit facility for new large employer debt. The secondary market corporate credit facility for already existing corporate debt. The term asset-backed securities loan facility, which will support student loans, vehicle loans, credit card loans, loans guaranteed by the Small Business Administration, and even more. The Money Market Mutual Fund Liquidity Facility to cover money market funds, municipal variable rate demand notes, and bank certificates of deposit. The Commercial Paper Funding Facility to include high-quality, tax-exempt commercial paper as well as municipal and state debts. Why are governments going to such extreme measures to create massive debts that will be kept hidden from taxpayers and the public? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.